This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling today, later on, to Surfside, Florida, where search and rescue teams are working for an eighth straight day at the site of a partially collapsed condominium building. Local authorities said late last night the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18, including two children. The White House press secretary said the president and First Lady would be meeting family members who have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking the first responders and rescue teams. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and boats to travel despite poor safety standards there. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans joining Democrats in that vote. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is the